Got a podium, a little small podium going on here. How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Y'all miss us?
How you like this facility? Tell us about it. Players perspective.
Oh, we're just jumping right in, huh?
We gotta go, man.
I'm just trying to welcome up, All right. You know, the new facility is great, you know. State of the art, you know, one of the best, you know. But we're not here just, you know what I'm saying, just to love and the facility. We're here just to get better, you know. We were thankful, thank the Welsh for allowing us, for building this for us and doing everything else. But we're just here to get better and just get ready for the season.
What's your offseason been like for you?
My offseason? You know, just a little here and there, boxing. Number one thing, you know, you guys know I like boxing. Yeah, and that's it. Just working out, trying to stay strong and fit.
Jaber, do you think you guys are any more motivated by how those last six quarters went?
That was the end of that season. We're on to a new season. You know, we're looking forward to trying to go further than what we went last year. You know, we're not worried about what happened last year. We're not focused on what happened last year. You know, we would have been happy if the outcome of the last year was different. But at the end of the day, we're just trying to move on and have a different attitude and have the same goals.
How do you weigh the end compared to the first 16 and a half games? How well you guys played? How do you weigh that against each other?
I don't know. You know, like I say, I mean, yeah, that was last year. That was completely last year, man. It was a great season at the end of the day. But like I said, the outcome of it wasn't how we finished, wasn't how we wanted to finish, you know. But at the end of the day, we had a great season. Offense played great. Special teams played great. Defense played great. We all played great as a team. But like I say, we looking forward to a new year. You know, different attitude, same goal.
In the offseason, the team made moves on both sides of the ball to try to get better. Are you excited about the things that they did?
I mean that happened on every ball club. They make moves to try to focus on and try to get to that one goal that's going to the Super Bowl. You know, we made a few moves as of this year, but of course I'm happy. I mean, I'm not the guy in the front office doing anything special, you know, or doing anything, but I'm happy with whatever. Because whatever they think, whatever they bring in, I'm going to believe they're going to take us to wherever they take us to. You know, we, as a team, we have to make them feel comfortable here so we can go as far as we want to go. What you see on film? I mean, a guy that's explosive after a snap. A guy that's have power. I mean, guy's quick with his hands. I mean, he's gonna add a lot of value to the defense.
What's it like watching during the offseason the moves the team made? Sheldon and even some of the things on offense. I feel like the team got better.
I mean, you always try to improve. Always try to, you know what I'm saying, try to get your team as complete as you can. So I feel like the moves was great. You know, I can't tell you now. You focus on getting better at this time. You know, we'll know once the pads get on. We'll know where we're at, where we stand at right now. But as of right now, we're trying to become one, trying to get the chemistry going, which we've been together for so long, but we have new guys. We try to get them guys into the mix, try to help them understand how everything goes here in Minnesota. I spoke to Terrence. That I don't know. I don't speak to him on that level. I mean, it's more of a brotherly type thing. Brotherly type talk. You know, we don't speak on football. We speak on life in general. So whatever they have going on with, you know, front office and everything, I mean, I don't want to know. But at the end of the day, you know, I speak on his behalf. Like, I mean, I speak to him, like, hey, how you doing? You know, where you been vacation-wise, you know, when I'm going to see you, when we go hang out, stuff like that, you know, it's like brotherly type stuff, so I can see him. Because when he was here, we had a bond. You know, it's not going to stop.
If you look at this year, what have you been
wanting
to do the last couple of years?
I think you guys know. Y'all asked me that question 1,000 times. But, he is a vet. I mean, a guy that's been doing it for so long like him, you know, he's just a guy that helped you realize the littlest things in the game, you know, the things you don't pay attention as a player. So he helped me recognize that. And me coming up and being a vet and me being the guy that I am, you know, you learn from guys like him. So when it's your turn, you know what I'm saying, you can relay the message, continue that going. But at the end of the day, you know, at the same time, you know, like I said, I don't know what's going to go on with him or what the Vikings are going to do with him, but, you know, right now we're more focused on nurturing, trying to – I'm more focused on the guys that's on the field right now. I can't really do or say have him come in. You know, that's on Spielman and everyone else.
I know you touched upon the way last season ended. In regards to the Philly game, how do you – I mean, if it comes
you
on –
You push, huh? You go and push.
Do you just burn the film, or do you really hone in on it and find out why things happened the way they did in that game? Or?
Man, we just move on from that, man. That was the game, you know, that was – I mean, of course you're going to learn from it. You know, it's a copycat league at the end of the day. But like I said, we just going to move on from it. We got to – like I say, new attitude, same goal. You know, so we're going to go into it. We're not going to hold grudges and go in there and be like, oh, no. We just going to go out there with new attitude, you know what I'm saying? Same goals, you know, go with a different approach. I mean, find ways to win, you know, and that's it.
How do you run into Jerick McKinnon
last
game?
Xavier.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, man, that's great, man. I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I'm definitely happy for Jet, man. Jet worked his tail off, man. Jet, one of those guys that come here every day off and work out, you know what I'm saying, do extra work, you know what I'm saying? A guy like that needs to be, you know what I'm saying, need to be, you know, get paid like that. So I'm happy for him. You know, I know the defense is looking forward to playing against him, so I'm definitely looking forward to playing against him. So it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, you got Peterson in the first game last year, and now you get Jet in the first game this year.
Yep, so it's going to be exciting. Somebody back here? Back here?
Thanks, no? Xavier.
I'm done?
Woo!
Thank you. That was 10 minutes, Sam.